This program was produced by and first broadcast on Community Radio Hamilton, a volunteer-based community access station. For more information, go to www.communityradio.co.nz.
Stop consuming animals.
You cannot deny that.
Hello and welcome to Community Radio Hamilton on Food for Thought, 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, online at communityradio.co.nz or via iTunes and other podcast hosts. Today on the show we're going to be interviewing Emmy James and we're going to be talking about how she went vegan, her animations, her podcasts and much more. All of that coming up for you right after this song by Saves the Day.
You know, I want a vegetarian buffet that has delicious, nutritious food, but also won't hurt my wallet. Where can I go?
You go to Vegan Buffet on Ward Street. They have meals that are tasty, filling, and best of all, cheap. Vegan Buffet lets you choose what you want with a variety of dishes to fill your plate. They've got really friendly staff to help you with takeaway or dine in.
You've made me super hungry. Let's go.
Vegan Buffet, 148 Ward Street, phone 838 0805.
Your eyelids close
That was Freakish by Saves the Day on Community Radio Hamilton. Food for Thought. Food for Thought is brought to you by the Vegan Buffet on 148 Ward Street, who serve absolutely delicious and cheap vegan foods right here in Hamilton City. That band I just played, Saves the Day, their vocalist Chris is vegan. And on the show today, we're going to be talking to Emmy James. How are you, Emmy?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. So, Emmy, what first got you interested in veganism and animal rights?
Well, about 3 years ago, I went to a goat farm, and they took us into one of the milking sheds to show us how they milked a goat. And while they were doing that, they were talking about the goat's meat and like how it tasted and stuff. And it was really sad, and I was near to tears. And so that was really my awakening moment, and I decided I wanted to go vegetarian then. And then later, a few months later, I decided to go vegan.
Okay, so obviously it had a very emotional reaction for you, which then led you to go vegetarian and vegan. But how did the other kids at the goat farm react?
Well, they were like farmers' children themselves, so some of them were excited about it. Well, it didn't look like any of them were like sad about it, like I was.
Yeah. So were they all farmers' children, or just like most of them there?
Yeah, just most of them, because most homeschoolers in the Waikato, they're farmers.
Yeah, so you said that after the goat farming trip you went vegetarian, but then a few months after that you went vegan. What was it that sort of made you decide to go vegan as opposed to vegetarian?
I just realized that even cows and chickens are still kept as property, and they're still slaughtered at the end of their lives, and I didn't want to be a part of that death. Now that I knew that even milk and eggs are still kill animals.
Okay, so when you first went vegan, did you sort of see it more as a diet, or did you sort of recognize it as an ethical stance that covers your whole life?
At very first, I thought it was like just diet. When I learnt more about it, I was more aware that, leather and wool are still skins of the animals.
So when did you find out about the abolitionist approach? Was there ever a time when you were involved in welfare campaigns?
I joined PETA too a few years ago, because I was interested in getting together with a group that was animal rights.
Yeah.
And, so I joined them, and I was supporting in their some of their campaigns. But I didn't really agree with some of the stuff they were talking about. And then, late last year, I found Gary Francione's Twitter page, and that's how I became involved with the abolitionist approach.
Awesome. So how did your parents react when you first went vegan?
They were a bit cautious, because they were okay with me going vegetarian, but they were a bit wary of me being vegan. Like, where would I get my calcium from? So my mum made me do some research online, and so I was allowed to go vegan after that once they realised that I could still get all the nutrients I need by being vegan.
Okay, so they were mainly cautious about the health side of it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We're going to be hearing more from Emmy right after this song by Stun. whose vocalist Dennis is vegan. Right after that, we're going to be heading straight back into the interview. Future is Now by Stun, and you're tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton. And I'm sorry about before the break, I lied to you. Their vocalist's name is not Dennis, although their vocalist is vegan and so is their drummer. On the show, we have Emmy James in the studio. Emmy, can you talk a little bit about what first got you interested in animation?
Well, it was the first... The first time I found out about animation was on a simple program where my dad taught me how to create a simple moving object on the screen, and that was 2D animation, and I've been interested in it ever since.
Awesome. So how long ago was that?
It's hard to remember. I would have been about 8, I think.
Yikes. So what programs do you use for your animations?
I use the Corel Draw and Flash for my 2D animations. Well, Corel Draw and Corel Photo Paint, some of the 2D animations, and Flash for the other ones. And I use Blender and a program called Carrara for my 3D animations.
Cool. So do you want to talk a little bit about some of the animations that you've done in the past about veganism and animal rights? I know you did one recently that's on your YouTube. It was animated about milk. And so do you want to tell us a little bit about that and some of the others you've done?
Yeah, that one was for a science competition, and I did it about what's wrong with cow's milk, and basically how cow's milk is bad for your health.
So other than that, what are some other ones you've done? Do you want to talk a little bit about the one you entered in the Outlook for Someday, The Visitor, and also the one before that, The Greener Way to Eat?
Yep. The Visitor was one I entered in the Outlook for Someday competition last year, which is a sustainability film competition. And that is about an alien coming to Earth and seeing the way we're treating these, treating the Earth and stuff, and realizing that we're exploiting our resources by farming animals. And the one I did the year before that was a 2D animation, and that was about, well, that was The Greener Way to Eat, and it was basically some just some basic 2D animations with a voiceover on it, and was talking about meat and the environment.
Awesome. So both of those got in the top 20, didn't they?
Yep.
Cool. So are there any animations you're working on now that you want to tell us about?
Yeah, there's one that I'm working on for YouTube, which is a 2D animation made in Flash, and that's about milk production, and it's just about a mother cow's love for her calf.
Awesome. So where can people find your animations?
That's on my YouTube page, VeggieGirl142.
Cool. We're going to be hearing more from Emmy about her podcast right after this song by Story of the Year, their bassist and vocalist, Adam Russell, is vegan. And that time, I'm telling you the truth.
You know, I want a vegetarian buffet that has delicious, nutritious food, but also won't hurt my wallet. Where can I go?
You go to Vegan Buffet on Ward Street. They have meals that are tasty, filling, and best of all, cheap. Vegan Buffet lets you choose what you want with a variety of dishes to fill your plate. They've got really friendly staff to help you with takeaway or dine in.
Mmm, you've made me super hungry. Let's go.
Vegan Buffet, 148 Ward Street, phone 838 0805.
Die right now, you know that I died too. mistakes like friends do. My hands are at your throat and I think I hate you. We made the same mistakes until the day I die. I spill my heart for you. Until the day
That was Until the Day I Die by Story of the Year, and you're listening to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought, brought to you by the Vegan Buffet on 148 Ward Street, where they serve absolutely delicious and cheap vegan foods on weekday lunchtimes and also dinner times on Friday. Today on the show, we have Emmy James, who recently had just started a podcast. Emmy, when exactly was it that you started your podcast?
That was a few months ago, I think.
Cool. So what made you decide to start it?
There were just some issues that I just wanted to talk to other people about. And I knew some other abolitionists were doing podcasting, so I decided to start my own podcast.
Awesome. So what issues have you covered so far?
Well, my first one was about going vegan as a teenager, and then I did one about why to go vegan and abolitionist veganism. Yeah, it's mainly about abolitionist vegan stuff.
Cool. So have you got any plans for future episodes?
Yep, I'm planning on doing one for the people who want to go vegan or are new vegans but don't know much about it. We've also got a group chat that we've done with you, me, Elizabeth from the New Zealand Vegan Podcast, and Jordan Wyatt from Coexisting with Non-Human Animals, and William Paul that we did about SAFE. So that's going to be up really soon.
Cool. So as for the first one you were talking about, going vegan, that's mainly just like the basics, like what to eat and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, just cool. The basics.
Cool. So where can people find your podcast?
You can go to vegan-for-life.blogspot.com, or you can find it on iTunes at Vegan for Life.
Awesome. And if you couldn't quite catch that, like always, there's links to all these sorts of things in the show notes up at fftradio.wordpress.com. Now we're going to be playing a little bit of Taking Back Sunday, but right after that we're going to be continuing the interview with Emmy.
Just the malcontent. Yeah, he taught me how to
capital M-E, by Taking Back Sunday, and you are listening to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought. And in the studio today, we have Emmy James. Emmy, do you want to talk a little bit about the reactions to your animations and podcast? Have they overall been positive or negative?
Well, most of them have been positive. All the podcast ones have been really positive. There's been a few negative ones with the animations on YouTube. A lot of them have been really positive.
Cool. So are there any sort of specific responses that you've received, especially on YouTube, that have really stood out in your mind that you really remember?
Well, there's been people who have been talking about our plants have feelings too, and you should be for plant rights as well as animal rights. One guy was talking about the sentience in animals, how a lot of animals aren't sentient. Those are really only ones that have really stood out.
Yeah, what made him think that some animals aren't sentient? It was something to do with not recognizing their reflection or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it kind of didn't make any sense.
Yeah, and that plant one, did that inspire your last episode?
Yeah, it did.
Cool. So are those sort of the only ones that have inspired a podcast episode?
Yeah. There might be more in the future.
Yeah, cool. So is there anything that you want to say before we finish off today?
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
That's okay. And I'm sure everyone really enjoyed listening to you. And if you want to see more from Emmy, you can listen to her podcast at vegan-for-life.blogspot.com. And you can check out her animations on YouTube. What's the address for that again?
My YouTube channel is called VeggieGirl142.
You don't have to agree with everything you hear on Community Radio Hamilton. If you are concerned about the content of a radio program, it's your right to complain. For more information about the complaints process, visit our website at www.communityradio.co.nz or contact the Broadcasting Standards Authority, because this is your place, Community Radio Hamilton.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, visit www.communityradio.co.nz.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this program available through funding the Access Internet Radio Project. Cheers, New Zealand On Air.